Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Monday, the 6th of January. It is now 35. Got the clouds rolling back in. We had quite a bit of sunshine earlier. It's now 40.
4th of January.
This is the 4th of January. Thank you very much. Today is the 4th of January. I've had the 6th on my brain all day. Today's the 4th of January. It's a brand new year. I'll have more on the weather after the news. Formal charges have been filed against a Fairfield man who led Edwards County Police on a chase last Friday. 30-year-old David A. Springmeyer has been formally charged with a Class 4 felony count of aggravated fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, a Class A misdemeanor charge of reckless driving, speeding 91 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, and various other traffic offenses. The charges were filed this morning by Edwards County State's Attorney Michael Valentine. Valentine added that additional charges are pending as the investigation into the incident continues. Bond in the case has been set at $2,500 cash. As of early this afternoon, Mr. Springmeyer was still in the White County Jail at Carmi pending the posting of bond. WFIW News Time, 12:16.
Don't let the winter days that keep you inside get you down. Bring some color and life into your home with flowers from Stein's Flowers and Gifts on 1st Street in Carmi. Enjoy the colors and fragrance of a fresh-cut floral bouquet or the long-lasting beauty of a silk floral arrangement. You'll be amazed how much color and cheer they'll add to your home. And remember, Stein's Flowers has flowers and gifts for all occasions, and they can deliver it right to your door. Stop in today at Stein's Flowers on 1st Street in Carmi.
When most people think of surgery at the hospital, they think of long recoveries and lengthy hospital stays. With the new technologies and surgical procedure, many surgeries which used to require hospitalization can now be performed on an outpatient basis. Outpatient surgery, because the caring staff at Fairfield Memorial Hospital knows that no matter how comfortable we make your hospital stay, there's no place like home. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care.
You ask for it, you get it at Kincaid's. Introducing the addition of men's and women's Justin boots to the footwear department at Kincaid's. Justin boots have been made in the USA since 1879, and they're handcrafted by skilled bootmakers using only the finest leather and quality materials. What's your Justin boot? Bent rail, double comfort, George Strait, Justin Gypsy, Farm and Ranch, vintage, fashion? Try on a pair or special order Justin boots, an exciting addition to the footwear department at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
40-year-old Jerry R. Ewing of Fairfield was arrested Friday afternoon on a charge of domestic battery. Fairfield City Police were called to 529 Northwest 6th Street Friday afternoon on a report of a domestic disturbance. When they arrived, they spoke to the alleged victim, 44-year-old Robert J. Kronovich of Fairfield. Kronovich told police that Miss Ewing had struck him in the face, splitting his lip. The argument, police said, was over a wallet. Both had been drinking, police said. Jerry Ewing was booked at the county jail on a charge of domestic battery. Cody J. Schultz, 26, of Fairfield, was arrested Sunday on a charge of violating an active order of protection. He was booked at the county jail around 2:30 Sunday afternoon. Radha M. Turner, 46, and 50-year-old John David Turner of Railroad Avenue in Carmi were arrested Friday night on a charge of domestic battery. The incident happened, police said, at their residence at 201 Railroad Avenue in Carmi. Brenda M. Jolly, 50, of Los Lunas, New Mexico, was cited early this morning for driving on a suspended license. Carmi City Police cited Jolly following a traffic stop around 1:45 a.m. at the intersection of 5th and Oak in Carmi. Carmi City Police report somebody in a black car drove off from Pundrakes in Carmi without paying for $5 worth of gas. That happened Sunday night. Fairfield Fire Chief Darren Hopper has released his department's firefighting statistics for 2015. There were three significant blazes reported in 2015. There was a fire at 504 East Center Street causing $22,500 in damage. A fire at 308 East 6th Street caused $12,000 in damage. A fire at 115 West College caused about $1,500. And another blaze at 505 West Center Street caused another $1,500 damage. Firefighters responded to five structure fires last year, two vehicle fires, a dozen trash, grass, or illegal fires, and 17 traffic crashes. Firemen also answered 23 alarms, 13 carbon monoxide calls and 404 first responder assists for a total of 504 calls in 2015. The total number of runs compares to 572 calls in 2014. Weather statistics from the National Weather Service Observatory here at the studios of WFIW have been compiled. 2015 statistics show we received a total of 52.9 inches of rainfall, with the wettest month being May, when we had 13 days of precipitation recorded. The most rain for a single day came on March 13th, when 2.35 inches fell. The most rainfall recorded in a month was June, with 9.79 inches. Now, we did record 6.5 inches of snow in February of 15 and another 4 inches in March for a yearly total of 10.5 inches. The average high temperature, 67.74, with the average low of 47.04. The hottest days, September the 4th and 5th, when it got up to 98 degrees. The coldest was minus 6 on February the 19th. Now, as a comparison, we received 45.52 inches of rainfall in 2014. Snowfall in 14 was 15.9 inches, quite a bit more than last year. Our low temperature in 2014 was minus 8. That came on January the 6th. The high temperature, 96, recorded on two separate days, August 23rd and August 24th. WFIW News Time, 1221.
At Hubert's Furniture Company, you don't have to break your piggy bank to get the things you want and need. End tables start at $80. TV stands start at $299. Queen mattress sets start at $399. And at Hubinger's, we have sofas for as little as $399. And recliners start at just $299. Free financing and delivery is available. See store for details. So don't break that piggy bank. Shop at Hubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Visit doitbest.com to see a sampling of the thousands of home enhancements available in Silco's warehouse, like mirrors in every shape and size. Silco has over-the-top door mirrors, chrome-trimmed elongated door mirrors, decorative framed wall mirrors, wrought iron frame mirrors, vanity mirrors, and more. Mirrors start at just $14.99, and the hanging hardware is always included at Southern Illinois Lumber Company in Fairfield and Wayne City.
Here's the latest on area rivers. The Little Wabash at Carmi was at 35.71 this morning. It is expected to crest later today. Flood stage at Carmi, 27 feet. On the Big Wabash at Mount Carmel, the stage this morning, 27.95. The river at Mount Carmel is expected to crest at 29.2 by Wednesday. By Wednesday, flood stage at Mount Carmel is 19 feet. And the Little Wabash at Clay City continues to fall. The stage this morning was 19.89. The river is forecast to continue falling. It'll be below flood stage by Wednesday. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner arrived in southern Illinois over the weekend to assess flood damage for himself. Rauner made a stop in Randolph County to check in on Mississippi River crest levels at Chester. Rauner says Illinois can do very little but offer encouragement to businesses and residents most affected by the flooding. He says the state has minimal funds to help with damage due to state deficits and the budget impasse. Rauner added, Illinois has never had significant pockets of money to support natural disasters. We've just never had that, Rauner said. Rauner argued that people living in threatened areas to evacuate, especially as concerns over cold temperatures increases. Officials with the Illinois Emergency Management Agency say the cost of flood damage so far remains unclear. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer reports the arrest of 36-year-old Danny L. Stevens of Carmi on meth-related charges and an outstanding warrant out of White County. On January 1st, police went to the Road Ranger in Grayville on a report that Danny Boone Stevens was a passenger in a black Jeep Cherokee. Police spotted the vehicle about a half mile north of Crossville. After a traffic stop, Stevens was taken into custody, and while searching Stevens, police say they found a cigarette packet in his pocket contained a bag of suspected methamphetamine. Stevens was taken to the White County Jail in Carmi, where he was booked on a White County warrant for failure to appear in court on a petition to revoke his probation on an aggravated battery conviction. Bond on that warrant, $2,500 cash. He was also booked on a charge of unlawful possession of methamphetamine with bond to be set later. The first baby of 2016 to be born at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon was from Hamilton County. The New Year baby at Good Samaritan is Elijah James Wellen. The son of Ashley and Nicholas Wellen. They live north of Piopolis. Elijah weighed in at 7 pounds 2 ounces at 9:10 New Year's morning. 19 players enjoyed a potluck lunch and played the back nine in the Rick Book Memorial Scramble at the Wayne County Golf Course on New Year's Day. Blake Davis, Richard Davis, Bruce Reeves, and John Simpson combined for a 5-under par to win the championship by one stroke over the second-place team of Ashley Bunting, Gary Gain, Rafi Gonzalez, and Chris Medler. The grand opening of the Bobcat Den on the campus of Frontier Community College is 1 week from today, which coincides with the start of the 2016 spring semesters. Now, there is a one-week free trial period this week, and during this week, the community can use the fitness center equipment and racquetball court Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. A free aerobics class will be offered tomorrow, the 5th, at 6 p.m. with instructor Luke Harrell. The minimum age for the Bobcat Den membership is or class enrollment is a freshman in high school. The Bobcat Den, formerly the Fairfield Fitness Center, was purchased by the Frontier Community College Foundations, and renovations have been underway for about a year now. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. No change on the price of crude oil. Local refineries, well, they're still paying $29.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. Time now to check the latest stock market numbers. February crude oil prices at the noon hour, down 37 cents at $36.67 per barrel on the mercantile. Now it's time to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield at the noon hour. The Dow Jones Industrials down 364 points at 17,060. The NASDAQ's off 126 at 4,881. And the Standard & Poor's 500 down 42 points at 2,001.93. In local and area deaths, 22-year-old McLeansboro resident Lucas Daniel Johnson died Saturday. He'd been a roof bolter at the Hamilton County coal mine at near McLeansboro, a member of the Church of the Harvest of Wayne City. Survivors include his parents Scott and Jackie Johnson of McLeansboro, a brother Austin Johnson and wife Kayla of Enfield, grandparents, Danny Johnson and wife Sandy of McLeansboro, Velma Perryman and husband Herman of Thompsonville, his grandmother Virginia Mender of McLeansboro, grandfather Eugene Holland of Carmine, nephews Ryland and River Johnson, and several aunts, uncles, and cousins. Services for Lucas Daniel Johnson will be 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in Mount Olivet Cemetery at McLeansboro. Visitation will be 5 till 8 tonight at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to a scholarship fund established for McLeansboro High School graduates who wish to pursue a career in coal mining technology. Memorials will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 64-year-old Mill Shoals resident Velma M. Eckleberry died at 10:45 Saturday morning in Fairfield. A homemaker, she had worked at Airtex Products in Fairfield for 14 years. Survivors include her husband Fred Eckleberry of Mill Shoals, a son Damon Ralston of Carmine, a daughter Jamie Taylor of Fairfield, three brothers William Hosick of Florida, Paul Hosick of DeKalb, Illinois, and James Hosick of Mount Erie, three sisters Patricia Paddock of McLeansboro, Nicola Titzer of Mill Shoals, and Crystal England of Mount Vernon, and a grandson, Vaden, plus several nieces and nephews. Services for Velma M. Eckleberry will be 1 o'clock Wednesday at the Gospel Assembly Church in Mill Shoals, with burial in West Antioch Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning till the time of service at the church. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. 87-year-old Belle Rive resident Rita Marie Kiefer died at 1:26 Saturday afternoon. She was a homemaker and member of the St. John Catholic Church in Dahlgren and a lifelong member of St. Anne Altar Society. Survivors include four daughters, Patricia Shaw of Ina, Joyce Stevenson of Ithaca, Michigan, Maureen Cram of West Frankfort, and Sandra Reiling of Dahlgren, a sister, Dolores Ann Orff of O'Fallon, a brother, William Rapp Jr. of Dahlgren, 11 grandchildren, 7 step-grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, and 7 step-great-grandchildren, and a number of nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Rita Marie Kiefer will be 10 o'clock Wednesday morning at St. John's Catholic Church in Dahlgren, with burial at the church cemetery. Visitation will be Tuesday night, 5 until 7 at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. A rosary service will be conducted at 6:30 p.m. And now, due to family health issues, those attending are asked to refrain from colognes and aftershave during the service. Memorials may be made to St. John Catholic Cemetery Fund and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. 91-year-old William Grady of Grayville died Friday at Oakview Heights Continuous Care and Rehab in Mount Carmel. She'd worked as a bookkeeper for over 20 years at Modern Gas. Survivors include five children: Linda Pettigrew of Albion, George Grady of Lancaster, Kathy Pierce of Evansville, Marcia Brines of Mount Carmel, and Becky McLean of Patoka, Indiana. 14 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, 21 great-great-grandchildren, and a brother, Jerry Jordan of Tell City, Indiana. Graveside services for Wilma Grady will be 2 o'clock Tuesday afternoon at Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. Visitation will be 6 till 8 tonight at the Kepis Funeral Home in Mount Carmel. Memorials may be made to the Mount Carmel Church of Christ and will be accepted at Kepis Funeral Home in Mount Carmel. Funeral services for Charlene Wiley, 86, formerly of Fairfield, will be 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 1 o'clock this afternoon till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 1231.
Want to add Groovy Shag, City Contempo, Vegas, Appalachian Trail, Cowboy Up, or a funky geometric look to a room? It's fun and affordable to do it in an instant with area rugs from Haas Interiors. Haas Interiors now has an even bigger selection, and they start at just $79 for a 6x8. Need to carpet just one room? Short rolls of carpet are on clearance while they last now at Haas Interiors on West Main Street in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Cloudy again this afternoon, and that's thickening up out there. We're getting clouds again after a pretty good stretch of sunshine, high around 35. Partly cloudy, cold tonight, low of 22, sunny Tuesday 37, sunny Wednesday 42. 40% chance of rain Thursday, 46. Showers likely Friday, 52, and a slight chance of showers Saturday, high of 47. Got up to 38 for the high yesterday, 29 our low this morning. And at 12:32 this afternoon, under mostly cloudy skies, some sunbeams here and there, though, it's 35. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.